Siddur Snippets is sponsored by Renee and Jack Nussbaum, Lili Nishmas, Adol Bas Yehuda Tvi. We are in the home stretch of Ashrei, one of the centerpieces of Tfila in general, of Psuke de Zimra in particular. And the centerpiece of Ashrei itself is the pasuk that we're up to. Poseches Yadecha Umaspia L'chol Chai Ratzon. We say that Hashem opens up His hand, Umaspia, and He brings satisfaction, He satiates L'chol Chai to all living beings, Ratzon, His will. Now the His is a pronoun. To whom does it refer? Poseches Yadecha, God opens His hand, and He satisfies every living being, Ratzon, His will. Whose will? Rav Blachman from Karen B'Avna used to say, you could read this pasuk as describing that we're grateful that God provides based what we want, our Ratzon, or you could read it, Poseches Yadecha, He opens His hand, Umaspil L'chol Chai, Ratzon, His will, Hashem's will. One of the questions to ask ourselves with Ashrei is, which do we prefer? Our will for ourselves or His will for ourselves? The greater good that God does is that He doesn't give us everything we want. He gives us what He thinks we need, and that in fact is a tremendous chesed. This pasuk, Poseches Yadecha, is the highlight of Ashrei. As we said, it's the centerpiece. The Shulchan Aruch and Siman and Aleph Siv Zayin says that if a person said Ashrei and they did not concentrate, if you lacked kavana when you got to this pasuk of Poseches Yadecha, the halacha is that you have to say the pasuk again. Some people would be stuck in shul all day, just repeating Ashrei over and over again. But this pasuk is critically important. It's the centerpiece of Ashrei, which is the centerpiece of Psukei de Zimra. It's also interesting to note that we touch our tefillin in Poseches Yadecha, touch the arm tefillin, Umaspil L'chol Chai Ratzon, the head tefillin. We don't do that for any other pasuk of Ashrei or for Psukei de Zimra in general. Svardim see this pasuk as so significant in their benching. Before they conclude the first paragraph, Hazan es hakol, Hazan et hakol, they say, Poteach et yadecha. They invoke this pasuk there. What is so special about this pasuk that it's Svardim invoke it at benching? The Shulchan Aruch records, you have to concentrate or you'd have to repeat it. What is so special? We touch our tefillin. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Torah that Ashrei was established to say every day for this pasuk. And why? Because this pasuk is an expression, a reflection of our gratitude that Hashem provides our parnasa. Poseches Yadecha. Hashem, you open up your hand. I don't starve, and I'm not homeless. But Hashem, you provide. Maybe not as much as I want. Maybe it's not as much as I think I need. But you provide, you sustain, you preserve. You open up your hand and you give me ratzon, what you deem I need. Says the Mishnah Berurah in the name of the Torah, because this is the acknowledgement that Hashem is the one who provides and sustains, He gives our parnasa. That is why it is so special. Because getting parnasa is not so simple. The Gemara tells us, Kashak Kriyas Yamsuf, among the things that are as difficult as the splitting of the sea, is Hashem providing a parnasa. Which means that any day which ends with a roof over our head and food in our mouth, we experienced a miracle no less significant or extraordinary as the splitting of the sea. And if that doesn't deserve gratitude, if that doesn't deserve acknowledgement and praise, I don't know what does. So if we have minimally a roof over our head and food to eat, Poseches Yadecha, you open your hand, Umasbil L'chol Chai, and my stomach is full, then therefore I have to concentrate when I say that. I have to declare the recognition that I know Hashem is behind Parnasa. The Mabit in his Sefer Beis Elokim says, note the Pasuk says, Poseches Yadecha, Umaspiach to whom? L'chol Chai. Hashem satisfies, He provides Parnasa to all, not just to those who deserve it. Some are righteous, some are meritorious, some deserve that parnasa. But Hashem doesn't only give a home and food to the people who deserves it, but rather l'chol chai, to all the living beings, including the animal kingdom, we have what we need. And based on this, the Mabit says, that's why the pasuk says, poseach es yadecha, not yadecha, yadecha. What's the difference? Yadecha means your hand. Yadecha means your hands in the plural. Why are we invoking hands in the plural? Not like God has one hand, but if He has one hand, He doesn't need to use the second hand to give the parnasa. Why do we reference the two hands? Says the Mabit. Because it's not that Hashem only gives with His right hand and not the left. He gives with both hands, to those who deserve it and to those who are undeserving. L'chol chai ratzon. The Zohar has a magnificent interpretation, so important to understanding this pasuk and to feeling gratitude in our lives. Normally, Chazal observe that a person who has mana rotzon masayim, if you have 100, you want 200. Whatever you have, you always want more. We're never satisfied with what we have, but rather we have an appetite, a drive. We want to accumulate and amass. We want to experience. We want to have more and more and more and better and better and bigger and bigger. God's greatness is poseches yadecha, but umaspi alochol chai ratzon. The greatest blessing is that he satisfies our ratzon. It's not just maspi alochol chai. To have enough that we're full, that's good. But sometimes a person's full, and they still artificially feel hungry. Whether for food, whether for finances, whether for other pleasures of this world. One is really, in fact, full, but their appetite is not sated. Kadosh Baruch Hu is maspi alochol chai. Not only are we full, but he provides the chol chai ratzon. He makes sure the double blessing. We have what we need, and we feel we have what we need, which is almost as big as a bracha. In fact, the Siddur Agra specifically says, Poseiches yadecha umaspi alochol chai ratzon is the double bracha of both having sustenance and the gift of feeling satisfied from it. A lot of people have a lot of blessing. But if you're not satisfied with what you have, if you don't feel fulfilled, if you're not confident, then you're not in fact full. It's a double bracha, to have what we need and to be satisfied and gratified by knowing we have what we need. And lastly, on this pasuk, the Kabbalists tell us, don't read it poseiches yadecha, your hand, but yodecha, the letter yud. Hashem is poseich yadecha, yud shelcha, your letter yud. Yud in Kabbalah alludes to thought. Hashem will enable someone through their thoughts to redefine themselves. He's poseach as yudecha, not yadecha. He's poseach as yudecha. He opens up your letter yud, that we have the ability to control our ratzon. If we look at what we have and we feel satisfied and fulfilled, we have the capacity to be happy, not always craving and needing more. And that, in fact, is the greatest bracha, worthy of our acknowledgement, our praise, our kissing, our tefillin, our having kavana, our including in the benching. Now we understand why this pasuk is in benching. It's all about parnasa and satisfaction.